Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is a national housing economic update and forecast. All right, guys, I recently returned from Houston from the National Association of Home Builders in our annual meetings. It's the first time we've gotten together in almost 19 months. Hard to believe it's been that long. We've had meetings virtually, of course, but this is the first time that we've gotten together in person. And it was great to see everybody. It was also great to get the economic update from Robert Dietz, the chief economist from the National Association of Home Builders. And he had a lot of great information out there about housing. And I want to share some of this with you because it's important to get some of his forecasting out there. He's usually very in tune with what's happening in the market and has a lot of great data out there, really, on building, housing news, numbers, and some analysis on it. And whether you're looking to build or buy or you're in the industry, this is always valuable information and typically one of the highlights of the meeting. So here are a couple quick highlights that I got from his report. First of all, he talks about GDP, and it's expected to rise. It should be up about 5.9% throughout the 2021 year. So that's a pretty good jump in the next year. So looking to have a fairly strong economy. It's been moving along pretty well right now. It's supposed to cool off a little bit in 2022, looking to shift down to about 4.9%. Again, some of this bump in the GDP is because of people getting vaccinated, businesses opening back up, and things starting to move forward and progress forward. Now, 2023, it's expected only to go up by as much as 2.7%. So it is going to start to cool off fairly steadily here. And typically, the GDP has been in that kind of mid-2 range, so it's going to go back to more of a normal level. Ideally, most countries want to see at least a 3% GDP, so we're going to probably be slightly under that in the future. But as of now, we are above it. That is good news. As far as home starts, we're looking at 1,117,000 home starts anticipated for the remainder, or for the total, rather, of 2021. And that's good to note because we've been fighting to try and get over that million home starts for quite a while. Now, that number is expected to actually decline the following year in 2022, and this is because of labor shortages, material shortages, supply chain issues, and so on and so forth. I actually suspect that number might even be less than that because there also is a lot of lot shortages out there. Now, as far as overall material pricing and things like that, he did have some stats on that. Lumber prices, as you've heard before, we got up to that $1,500 per thousand board feet in May of this year, and then it started to sharply decline. It did actually get down into the $500 per board feet range, and it's recently now bumped back up a few percent and is hovering in that $550 to $575 per thousand board foot price range. So kind of went down. Now it's kind of bouncing back up a tad, and looks like it's going to trend upwards slightly. Could be as high as the 600s fairly soon, but they expect it to kind of level off around there. So we're still quite a bit higher than fall of 2020 when we were at $350, $375 per thousand, but it has come down quite a bit since the beginning of the year and is looking, you know, a little bit better from that standpoint. So that's good news. Now, as far as other items with the economy, growth is expected to slow down over the next few years, and they're really expecting 2023 to be the year that there's a very large slowdown. And this is also because interest rates are expected to rise. They're going to keep interest rates, unless inflation really gets out of hand in the next month or two here, they're expected to keep interest rates about the same throughout the end of this year and into the later part of next year. But fall, winter of next year is when a rate increase is expected, and that is going to slow things down dramatically. And our economy just got back to our normal levels pre-COVID just recently, so that is encouraging to see that. But here's something that's disconcerting. For the first time, we have actually hit a 100% debt to GDP ratio. And the only way to get out of this at this point is to either have additional taxes on American citizens, or we have to have inflation to cover those costs. Obviously, right now, they're trying to push for inflation and for additional taxes. But the bigger problem is the spending levels that we have are out of control. And we keep printing and spending more money, money that this country doesn't have. And that's going to be an issue for this country. And someday that bill is going to come due. And it's going to be painful for everyone. So that is something that we really need to watch. As far as unemployment, good news is unemployment is at 4.7%. The bad news is there's 10.4 million jobs in America that are open right now. And our labor force participation rate has been declining for over a decade and is only at 62%. Back, you know, even 15, 20 years ago, that labor force participation rate was almost 70%. So it's went down in a tremendous amount. And that's not a good sign for this country. The labor force participation among men has dropped from 88% down to 67%. But the good news is the labor force participation rate for women has increased steadily over the past 15 years. So that's a good sign, is more and more females are in the labor market now than ever before. All right. They track also a thing called core inflation. Typically, that's around 2.7%. It was only 1.8% prior to COVID, but it's expected to be 3.8% and possibly even higher with all the inflation going on. That's a huge increase. To go up 2% prior to COVID to now in only, you know, a year and a half's time, that's a lot. That's a huge increase. And that just shows across the board, people are paying more for just about everything. All right, as far as interest rates, like I said, they're expected to be around 4% in 2023. So if you're going to get a loan, if you're going to take out a mortgage, you probably want to do it within the next year and make sure you lock in while the rates are really, really low. So some other challenges that are out there on the economy and with housing pricing in particular, the 9% tariff on Canadian lumber, which was reduced by President Trump last year from 18% down to 9%, will be expiring at the end of the year. Now, I've studied that number, and that is going to have potentially a $7,000 per home effect on the price of homes. So we need to get out there and tell them that we do not need to increase that tariff at this point. Steel pricing is up over 123% from last year. Copper is up over 50%. And building materials overall combined are up almost 20% over the past year. So that's forced housing affordability to decline. And the index is at 57. Once it gets to a 50 rating, it's actually considered a crisis. So that's not a good sign. And builder confidence is slowly dropping. It was well into the 80s, very confident back last fall and through January, February of this year. And since then, it's been slowly declining. It's down to around 76. This is a tracked measurable. That's tracked, you know, several times throughout the year by the National Association of Home Builders. So other signs of the economy and what's going on. For the first time in over a decade, single-family home construction levels have surpassed multifamily levels. So that's pretty interesting to note as well. And remodeling, well, that's continuing to grow, and it's up 12%, and it's expected to continue to grow slightly in 2022 as well, as people are not finding the homes that they want on the market and they're choosing to remodel their existing home. So as far as lumber and some of the things that are going on, obviously some of the big items that we're trying to work on right now are creating, are working on the tariffs to see if we can get those to stay down. We're also working on creating more domestic production and working with our domestic suppliers to try and get more production out there, and also trying to get the message out about managing our forest lands a little bit better. All these things could have a huge impact on the lumber prices, which is still one of the most significant parts of a home. So overall, economic news is kind of interesting. We'd be building a lot more homes and we'd probably be helping a lot more people had we not had the supply chain issues and the labor issues and also the lot availability issues. Now, we've talked about that over the years and we all know those are real things and those are inhibiting the market, but it's also driving up costs and it's hurting affordability. And those are challenges that aren't going to go away overnight, and it's going to take everybody working together to come up with some reasonable solutions on that. So overall, the economy looks to be doing fairly well, but there are limitations that are hampering our industry. Costs are continuing to go up, and it's definitely going to get a lot more expensive not only to buy or build a home in the next couple years. So if you're thinking about doing it, if you're thinking about building, if you're thinking about buying a home, locking in your interest rates, now is as good a time as any because it's not going to get any better anytime soon. And just by the interest rates alone and the price appreciation that we're seeing, it's definitely going to continue. And there's really only one direction all this is pointing to, and that's upwards. So consider this a word of warning or word of advice. If you're thinking about getting into housing, it's still a really good time to do it. And you don't want to wait too long because it's just going to cost everyone a lot more money in the near future. All right, hopefully you guys found this economic update helpful. Any questions, make sure to reach out to us. I'm glad to answer those questions for you as well.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes, and before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.